At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm going to tell you something that is absolutely bat scat crazy, Cole. That teams that have swept their LCS are 0-4 and about to go 0-5 against teams that went to 7 games in their LCS. And I have a piece of advice for every manager in the future who gets into that position, whose team is unstoppable, unbeatable through the division series and the championship series. You sweep your way through to get to the World Series. You might want to think about throwing a game in game number 4. You might want to think about continuing your run of playing meaningful baseball leading up to the World Series, Cole, because history proves unequivocally that teams that sweep the LCS do not win the World Series.
I don't really know what to say.
Diesel, I don't really know what to say other than...
You're part of the problem.
You're part of the problem. You're part of the problem. That's the craziest thing in the world.
Do you want to win the World Series or not?
Yeah, it's the craziest thing in the world. that statistic, that trend will not last forever like that, right?
Maybe not.
Right?
Maybe not.
You're telling a coach to go lose a game?
But
are you kidding me?
It may not last forever, Cole, but it's going to take a long time to flip that stat around the other way to make it seem like it's a good idea to go sweep your LCS.
How long would it take? Was it 4? What'd you say it was?
Right now
0-4?
It's 0-4, and it seems like, because the Blue Jays are playing white-hot baseball and they're taking this series back to Toronto, back to Canadian soil, that they're about to make it 0-5 for teams that sweep their LCS. The Dodgers, they were just too good. They shot their shot a little bit too early. They had a little bit too much rest, too many massages, too much time spent with the wife and the girlfriend. I don't know. We learned from Mickey in Rocky, women weak in the legs, Rock. Don't go out and gallivant with the ladies, with the wives and the girlfriends. Don't do it.
Yeah, I think there's definitely truth to meaningful baseball. We've seen that. I just don't know if I can get on board with a coach saying, hey, guys, we need to, hey, here's the game plan, lose the game tonight.
Tank.
I mean, in other words, Diesel, that would be...
Y'all need to be fired.
That would be a case for Dewey to say, look, you're my manager, and I hired you, and I pay you millions of dollars, and you're telling me that... Your game plan is to not have a game plan and lose?
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
That's exactly what I'm telling you, Cole. And it's not just teams that sweep in the LCS and their opponents go to 7. That's a fascinatingly narrow stat, really interesting there. But you know baseball. Baseball will split itself and fracture itself into a million and one statistics. But when you go back, Cole, and you look at all of the sweeps since 85, since they bumped this thing to a 7-game series, that's happened 10 times now. 10 teams have swept their LCS since 85. 7 of those teams have gone on to lose the World Series.
Wow.
So only 3 Only three have ever gone on to win the World Series after sweeping since the adjustment to the seven-game World Series.
So I will say it's truly, it is truly a shocker to me to hear that. It truly is a bomb drop, right? However, me being the stubborn coach that I would be or the manager, I'd be the one that wants to buck the trend, right? I'd be the one that wants to prove that trend, prove that statistic wrong. Ultimately, like I said, I believe at some point or another that trend's going to get bucked, but obviously it didn't happen this year. I also will say it's crazy to me that that's only happened four times in terms of a – you're saying it's only happened four times that a team has swept the championship series, right?
No, four times that a team has swept the championship series and their opponent went to seven
in their respective
LCS.
Wow.
Series.
Four versus seven.
And the team that goes to seven has won four out of four
that's
times.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Right?
That's crazy. Four versus seven, you would think the team that swept, you know, is in prime position. They're the better team.
Yeah.
But
they're rested.
Look, after you watched what you watched last night, the Blue Jays are for real. And I was one of the ones that came into this series thinking, oh, there's no way the Dodgers are going to lose. And I even said last night, there's no way the Dodgers will lose two in a row.
At home.
There's no way. I had them checked in, locked and loaded to win last night. I had a little cheese on them. And obviously that didn't happen. The Blue Jays just look fantastic right now. And you got to tip your cap. But I don't know that I could stomach losing. I don't like to lose. And if I'm a manager, I don't know that I could tell my team to lose. But it truly is fascinating.
Well, we will certainly do our wellness check on Smitty tomorrow to see how he's feeling, because he is an unabashed Dodgers
fan. Oh, God, that's
not
good.
Does Smitty have any actual connection to the Dodgers, or did he just pick them?
I think he's told me before that his dad was, so he and his brother are. I know his brother pretty well too, and I think it's one of those where they've all kind of been Dodgers fans. They're also Lakers fans, so they're LA.
At least they're consistent.
Yeah, they're LA fans.
I saw a car the other day driving around that had a Yankees and they had a Yankees sticker on the back of their car, and then they had like some LA team, Yankees and Lakers. And I'm like, that's lame. You
of
can't
course,
do
that's
that.
Bandwagon to the T right there. Mm-hmm. But that's a good point. I forget about Smitty being a Dodgers fan, and then all of a sudden you look at what happened last night after we thought the Dodgers were unbeatable. Boy, oh boy, does tomorrow's game six. I mean, it feels monstrous in a way where, like, we're going to say the same thing here. There's no way the Dodgers lose three in a row, right? Like, there's no way. You would have thought last night with Snell on the mound that there's no way they lose two in a row, but he didn't play well.
Snell got shelled.
He did.
First two batters come up there and hit dingers. Wow, what a start to that game. And ultimately, all it took was two batters to beat the Dodgers last night.
It's crazy, man. It was a close game until the Blue Jays kind of opened it up late. What was that, the seventh inning? They played it two runs. The eighth, they played in one. Yesavage was incredible last night. Again, the East Carolina Pirate, seven innings pitched, only allowed three hits, one earned run last night, 12 strikeouts, zero base on balls. I mean, this guy, he's not walking people. He's striking them out. It's cool to see because, obviously, he's beating the Dodgers, but at the same time, it's cool to see because he's an East Carolina Pirate. He's a local guy. Grew up in Pennsylvania, but still, he went to school right up the road.
He's adopted. We'll give him a pass on that one. Man, just what a wild sixth inning or seventh inning there for the Dodgers. Snell just started getting wild, and nobody. They even went to the bullpen. And the bullpen pitcher was throwing wild pitches, plate and runs for the Blue Jays. I just wonder about the Dodgers' mental state right now, having been shelled multiple times in this series. We haven't had close games except for Game 3, right? Is that the only close game, or was Game 2 close? I can't recall off the top of my head. But, Game 3 going into 18 innings, which was wild.
Yeah, 6-2 on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then 6-5 was the game three was a one run game.
That's right.
That was the marathon two games where it went into 18 innings. But you're right. The pressure, before we get to the phone lines here in just a second, the pressure all of a sudden becomes, 100% on the Dodgers. And I've got some stats after we go to the phone line, not only about your stat when it comes to teams who swept versus played for seven, teams historically that lead 3-2, what do those numbers look like? I'll tell you in just a second. T.A. and Gaffney wants to weigh in on what happened last night in the World Series. What's up, T.A.?
Hey, guys. Wow. Smitty's got family in California.
Does he?
So he's a lifelong Dodgers fan.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
His dad threw it by way of his father. Him and Alex love the Dodgers, always have.
Gotcha.
But I thought, and it's stupid to say this, and most people are going to say you're stupid for saying that, I'm actually a Blue Jays fan. I was drafted by the Blue Jays in the 19th wow. round back in blah, 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 blah. So I'm a Blue Jays fan, but I started this series out with just falling in love with Ohtani, and
sure.
obviously I have no connections with the Blue Jays. Now I used to bird dog for them a little bit and go scout some for them, but I don't anymore. So long story short, I was pulling for the Dodgers, and it looked like it was a throwaway game. It Snelly didn't have his stuff, mm-mm. and they went to the bullpen and just stuck with some bad stuff. And you're wondering what the manager is doing for the Dodgers, and it's almost like, you know, I think they win game six because what's his name? I can't pronounce it. I think he probably goes the distance. And then you got
Yamamoto.
Yamamoto, there you go. Thank you for that. I think he goes the distance, gets a win. We go to a game seven in Toronto. And by the way, I think this is the best World Series since 1992 when Jack Morris went a complete game and beat the Atlanta Braves, even though I was pulling for the Braves. In the next year, 93, I got
Smitty. T.A., what do you think about, we were talking about Smitty, what do you think about the lineup shakeup, though? Because they lose 6-2. It's Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman. And then Dave Roberts was asked about it last night. You look at what they did. You go Ohtani, Smith, Betts, Freeman, Hernandez. A little bit of a lineup shakeup. To your point, they didn't look like themselves last night.
No, that's not a good move. It's not at a good time. I think he got a little nervous. Our back's against the wall. It's 2-2. You do not change anything in a situation like that. Betts stays where he's at. Everybody's been working all year, and you get to Yamamoto, and you're going to win this game. I'm sorry. I can't help but predict the Dodgers win, and it goes seven. And then who knows what can happen in a one-game series. But I'm fully expecting the Dodgers to win. But as far as the lineup, I think he got a little bit afraid. And I just think he made a knee-jerk reaction. Let me do this. I might have done it one time earlier in the season when nobody was paying attention, and it worked. But it obviously didn't work, and you don't shake a lineup like that up. I'll let you guys go and marinate on it. But
hey, T.A., before you run, yeah. T.A., I want to ask you this question. As a guy that's played professional ball, what do you think about, you know, the slightly facetious intro to this segment, which was if you get up 3-0 in the LCS, you should tank a game to keep yourself playing? I mean, how much is a loss valuable in a situation like that? That it keeps you sharp, keeps you fresh,
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
From being overconfident.
That's terrible. You can't, at this point in the season, you got your foot on their neck, and you want to step on it and choke them to death. So you do not give up any games, even though it seemed like he was just doing things, leaving pitchers in too long.
Yeah.
And if he was saving them and they come back and win, then it's all for naught. It's still a bad move, I think, that he did it. And we can look back and always say that. But I think they get it together. And I think Ohtani, what about an Ohtani game 7 start, pitches 5-6 solid innings? Maybe he's pitching better. What better way than the best player in the world to end up on the mound in game 7 of the World Series? I mean, wow. And this guy, Yamamoto, if I'm saying that right,
yeah.
I mean, you could argue he's the best pitcher in the world right now. So I think the Dodgers aren't afraid unless the manager does something to scare them, like change the lineup up like he did. That's not good for team morale. And as a former player, when you see your manager doing that, and normally a manager would call a meeting and say, hey, guys, this is what I'm thinking. He just did it, as far as I know. I haven't heard anything
sure.
else. And I know things stay in the clubhouse, but I don't see the team saying, hey, let's change now. It's 2-2. You know, our backs aren't against the wall. It's our last home game. Why would we change anything now? I think that was Dave Roberts just got a little bit nervous for the situation and made a knee-jerk reaction that I hope he don't always regret. I hope the Dodgers win 2 in a row. But to your point, absolutely, you never do that. And if you got somebody up 3-0, you try to finish them 4-0 and get rest. Rest is more important than – you know, you can take BP all day, come to the take ground balls. You know, you can do all that, sprint, run bases, whatever. You do not give up a game in the playoffs for no reason, none.
And, T.A., don't forget to get your upset pick in.
I will. I'm 1-0. I got one in, but I'm 1-0. So I'm back.
Make it 2-0, man. Appreciate you.
Okay.
Thanks, T.A. It's a good call. Really good call. I will say I agree with him on the Ohtani part. I have found myself this playoff, obviously we've watched Ohtani, but I found myself this playoff kind of falling in love with the guy. Like, you know, also, T.A. didn't bring this up. I don't know, compared to a couple of years ago, it looks like Shohei Ohtani is a different person. Like, bulked up, bigger.
He's huge.
He's just put on, it looks like he's put on a lot more meat and muscle. It really does. And how can you not watch that guy and not fall in love with him? I mean,
you know,
that's just, he's incredible.
I still wish Ohtani would try to speak English to the post-game interview personnel. Even if it's broken English, it would be endearing to me to have him try. Apparently, he speaks pretty good English, but he chooses to speak through his interpreter because he wants to be very precise and very put together. But come on, man, if you mess it up, that's going to make us like even more.
Now, here's some trends, Diesel. Historically, when a team is leading 3-2 in the World Series, according to research by the Society for American Baseball. Research, when a team leads a best of 7 series 3-2, the chance of winning the series is about 2/3. More specifically, in all MLB postseason series, not just the World Series, with a 3-2 lead, the leading team has won approximately 69% of the time. In the World Series specifically, the team trailing down 2-3 has come back to win around 1/3 of the time. So, of the 64 teams that have been up 3-2 in the World Series, Diesel, 43 have won it all, which is about 67% in the World Series. Again, about 69% when you talk about all playoff series. So, like, I don't disagree with T.A. about the Dodgers still having a shot at this thing and it all coming down to that Game 7 in L.A., but Diesel, the numbers here and your numbers, like, it just doesn't look good for LA at this point. You've got to think the pressure has definitely mounted on those guys, even with all the talent they have.
Look, to TA's point and to your point, no manager will ever toss a game. They will never give up a game ever. When you got an opportunity to close a team out, you don't want to even think about the possibility of a team maybe winning four in a row on you to take the series. But come on, man. You know, in a game that is so heavily based on analytics. I mean, they pulled Snell out when he was having one of the games of his life. I don't know if he's ever thrown a no-hitter, but back in the LCS, he was having the game of his life and they pulled him. Why do you do that? Because the analytics tell him to pull him. And pitchers are having great games all the time, and the analytics tell them to pull them. Why do you do what the analytics tell you to do in certain situations but not in other situations? You either believe in the analytics or you don't believe in the analytics, and the analytics tell you that if you sweep the LCS, you will not win the World Series.
It's just hard, though, man. If you've, like, any organized sport you've ever played, it's hard to sit there and say, hey, guys, we're going to lose. You just can't do it.
Even if you make the decision to throw a young pitcher out there, you know, even if you try to get some experience and you – it's like playing your backup in a bowl game, basically, right? Treat it like a bowl game that doesn't really matter. You throw a young pitcher out there. You throw some guys that otherwise wouldn't have gotten into these games. You throw them. If you win the game, you win the game. It is what it is. But if not, you have to use them later on, at least they'll have playoff experience.
I side with Jim Mora. I side with him. What he said, you play to win the game. I'm going to side with Jim. Hey, Diesel, the betting odds have shifted a little bit, though. Toronto's odds improved after their win and subsequent performance. Exact outcome odds show value for the Blue Jays to win in 6 at plus 470, or the Blue Jays to win in 7 at plus 300 versus the Dodgers to win at plus 170. So the series total games, bettors are obviously looking at the over 6.5 versus the under, thinking that the Dodgers are going to force a game 7. But you go back to the probability and the stats and the history. It's important when you're talking about betting on this series, historical probability, 66% for the team, up 3-2. That gives the baseline expectation. But when you look at the matchup specifics, like the bullpen, fatigue, the pitching matchups, obviously the home road splits, Diesel, that can throw a wrench in things as well. But I just look at this, man, and think back to TA's point. Yamamoto's really, really good. That's going to be a big advantage for the Dodgers, but I just don't know how in the world the Dodgers don't feel the pressure. I mean, you're the better team, to your point. You swept the championship series. They went 7. You've got to feel like there's a lot of pressure on this team right now. And I would like to say it's going to go to game 7, but the Blue Jays are freaking good, man. Give them credit. They're a good team, right?
Dewey says Shohei Ohtani is a criminal, and he gambles on the sport, blames his friend, and is on steroids.
Criminal? No, criminal. Not Shohei. No, that's interpreter. That's the interpreter.
But I interpret that he's a criminal.
Yeah. Jersey Joe says Jersey Joe's getting ready to send his upset pick in Tolos 20 minutes ago.
Now Jersey Joe is talking in the third person.
I said Jersey Joe like 9 times. 20 minutes ago, the upset picks challenge opened. 844-326-3663. Lefty Tiger says to start the World Series, I was like, dang, guess I got to pull for LA because can't have Canada winning, but Toronto has changed my mind. Let's go Blue Blur. Let's go Blue Birds. Die, Dodgers, die. And then Lefty Tiger also says chop on. Yeah, I'm kind of the same way as Lefty Tiger. I mean, I don't have a problem seeing Toronto win it. They're just a good baseball team.
I just like the proof that just because you have a historically large salary for your team doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win the World Series.
Ooh, gotta play the game. You gotta play the game, right? It's fascinating, man. Game 6 tomorrow night's going to be a lot of fun. We've got to run to a break because we've got the States segment with Chapel Fowler next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.